Hey everyone, welcome to this demo of Dragnarok, or I think that's how you pronounce it, Dragnarok, I'm pretty sure it's Dragnarok, because I think this is supposed to be Norse. So the basis behind this game, or the way this works, is, well, at least right now, it is an endless game where you do things during the day, and at nighttime you have to defend yourself and your base against the undead. And the idea is to see how far you can get. Now, this game is still in development, so things can and will change. But I have to say, this game is a lot of fun. I was a beta tester. If you get involved with this game, it will suck up a lot of your time, because basically each game day is divided into 24 real world minutes, because 1 minute is equivalent to 1 hour of time in the actual game. So I'm gonna play this now. I'm gonna try not to make this too long, but it will probably be over an hour long. So just be aware of that, but I'll try to be as concise as I can be. So this game is written in NVGT, which means it is cross-platform. It runs on Mac, Windows, and Linux. Hopefully at some point we can get a version for Android. That would be nice. But I'm going to be playing this on my Mac, just because I think it's cool. And this is an M4 Mac Mini. So let me go ahead and hit number 3 on my KVM. I have downloaded the game. You can purchase the game from itch.io. It is currently on sale for $6, I think, or $5. I think the regular price is $11. I paid about $15 just because I think it's cool. But of course, this game, just like everything else, is open source. And I should have said this. This game is made by the same guy that made Wicked Quest. So yeah, having said all that, let's get started. So I'm on my Mac. I'm gonna
pitch volume rail tape voice rate 6055 Macintosh HD volume.
Let's slow down the voice, and I'm gonna show you how to run this. So I've just downloaded it. I've just unzipped it and copied the file to the applications folder.
Applications window list view table.
So let's go in there with Command Shift A.
Dragnarok dot app application yesterday at 6:23 p.m. 60.5 megabyte application.
All right, so this is the program. Now we're gonna have to bypass Gatekeeper. If I hit Command O.
O application. Okay, the application Dragnarok dot app can't be opened.
Right, because this is coded in NVGT, it's not signed. And by default, it's not executable. So I will take you through the steps to make it run. The only signed NVGT game that I know of for Mac is Constant Motion, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, Constant Motion got an update a few days ago.
Okay, default finder.
To make it cross-platform. So I'm going to go and hit Control Enter to bring up the context menu.
Open. Show package contents.
We'll go down to show package contents. I'm using macOS Tahoe.
List view table.
But I think NVGT games work as far back as macOS Sonoma. So that's a few years old.
Contents folder.
And because this is NVGT, it is a universal binary. So it should work on both types of Macs, in Intel and Apple Silicon, or ARM, basically.
List view table.
So I'm going to go in here into contents.
Frameworks folder. Mac OS folder. Resources folder.
And I think it's under Mac OS.
Mac OS folder. List view table. Ragnarok document. Yesterday at 11.
Yeah, that is the actual executable program. So I'm going to hit Command C.
Copy. Ragnarok.
And just in case you're curious, if you go into resources, so if I hit Command left bracket.
List view, resources folder, list view, table, files folder, yesterday at sounds folder, readme.html, HTML document, yesterday at.
This is where the game assets are stored, including where your save file is. So if you ever need to back it up, you'll have to come in here. So yeah, it's stored inside the application bundle, which I don't know if I like that. I think it should really be saving its data somewhere in your user folder. So that might be something to consider in the future. Because even if you're running this on Windows and Linux, it's also stored inside the program folder itself. So be extremely careful with your save data, because if you accidentally delete the application files, you could delete your save file too.
Macintosh.
So now that I've copied that, I'm going to bring up the terminal, and there's a bunch of ways to do it. I'm going to use Spotlight.
Spotlight.
So just type terminal.
Finder, terminal, cried.
It's bringing up the terminal. It says C write, because that's the user account on my Mac, but of course it doesn't pronounce that right. So I'm going to type in C. Well, here. Let me do this.
Speech verbot, braille verbot, punctuate, typing, echo, menu, nothing, characters and words. Stop adjusting typing, echo.
So I'm going to type in
C H M O D
C H M O D, the space bar, plus sign,
plus,
and the letter X,
X, X,
a space, and I'm going to paste the path to the executable.
Slash application slash dragnorak dot app slash content slash mac os slash ragnarok cry dot christopher's mac mini tilde percent.
And I hit enter, and it didn't really give us any useful output, but it has definitely worked. Now, hopefully that won't be necessary. NVGT's cross-platform capabilities aren't the greatest, but that's what you have to do right now to get it to run. So now,
Finder.
If I come back out of here.
Applications, drag open. Application DRAU help but alert help DRAUGNORAK dot app not opened. Apple could not verify DRAUGNORAK dot app is free of malware that may harm your Mac or compromise your privacy. Move to trash default button done button finder.
Alright, so I'm gonna hit done. This is not signed, so it's not gonna run by default. To bypass this, we need to bypass gatekeeper.
Doc system set.
Let's go
finder.
Into system settings. So this is what you'll have to do if you're running macOS Sequoia or newer. If you're running something older than Sequoia, you can bring up the context menu, choose open, and it will open the application and bypass gatekeeper. But in Sequoia, Apple has made it harder.
Vert scroll area.
So we need to go into system settings and then to
about
privacy and security.
Out of scroll vert sidebar take privacy and security. Privacy and security scroll area and privacy and security.
So if we go in here and all the way down to the bottom.
Help but advanced background locked file Apple DRAUGNORAK dot app was blocked to protect your Mac. Open anyway button.
Well, we need to hit this button.
Application open help button alert it open DRAUGNORAK dot app. Apple is not able to verify that it is free from malware that could harm your Mac or compromise your privacy. Don't open this unless you are certain it is from a trustworthy source.
Right, well,
move to trash default button.
The developer is not paying for a certificate, so
open anyway button.
We'll just do this.
System password application.
It wants my password. I'll type that in.
System settings, privacy and security, Ragnarok, Ragnarok window, Ragnarok window.
And now the game has launched.
System setting, quit system, Ragnarok.
Let's close all these windows.
Finder, applications, Macintosh, Ragnarok, Ragnarok.
Here we are. So we are in the main menu. The music in here is pretty cool. I'm pretty sure it's AI generated, but it's not bad at all. Just like a standard menu, you can use the up and down keys.
Load game, no saves found. New game. Load game, learn sounds, credits, instructions, exit, new game.
A lot of those options are very self-explanatory. You can hit page up and page down to change the volume.
Volume 95, volume 90, volume 85, load game, new game.
Now that is not music volume, that is master volume.
Volume 90, volume 9, volume 100.
So I'm gonna leave this set to 100. You can't turn the music down itself. You can only change the master volume.
Load game, no saves found.
So I don't have any saved games.
Learn sounds.
We will go into learn sounds here in just a minute.
Credits.
Credits, that gives you some credits in information.
Instructions.
You can read the instructions, which I would highly recommend you do, but I'm going to explain the game.
Exit.
So I'm not going to do that here.
New game, learn sounds. Bad cast. Your cast missed the water and landed in nearby foliage where it is unlikely to attract fish.
All right, this is the learn sounds menu.
Break snare. Call pet. Cast strength. When casting, release control when over water. When call break bad spear swing.
Okay, now that's a little strange. So in the Windows version, the learn game sounds menu is duplicated, but it doesn't look like that's the case in macOS right now, so that might be a temporary bug. So yeah, if you're playing this on Windows and you notice there are two, like say if I moved to this
bad cast, your cast missed the water and landed in nearby foliage where it is unlikely to attract fish.
If I hit down arrow in Windows, at least in the current version that's available as of the time of this recording, which is February 20th, well here.
5:16 p.m. February 20th, 2026.
Yeah, so if I down arrow,
break snare,
you would hear that same option twice. Now hopefully that will get fixed, but it's not doing this in the Mac version. So let's go through these. You can up and down arrow.
Bad cast. Your cast missed the water and landed in nearby foliage where it is unlikely to attract fish.
And press enter on a sound. Now this is for fishing.
Break snare. Call pet. Cast strength. When casting, release control when over water. When catching, release when sound is over player. Climb rope. Climb tree. Falling, lowers in pitch as the fall progresses. Feed fire. Fish pole break. Heel scroll. Set snare. Start fishing. Base destroyed. Unicorn falls. Unicorn galloping. Unicorn on bridge. Crafting. Crafting complete. Bandit 1.
Yes, these are some of the enemies that you will face.
Bandit 2. Bandit 3. Bandit 4. Bandit dies. Bandit female dies. Enemy falls. Enter range. An enemy is in range of your currently wielded weapon. Exit range. An enemy is no longer in range of your currently wielded weapon. Goblin 1. Inhabits mountainous regions.
That's the wicked quest goblin.
Goblin dies.
It's funny.
Invasion. The war drums pound. Prepare for combat. Undead Resident 1. Not quite a zombie nor a vampire. These undead remember they used to have a home, and maybe there's food there.
Now, to me, that sounds like an undead bandit, but okay.
Undead Resident dies. VMPYR 1. Ever hungry, they feed upon your residence.
Come out, my friend.
VMPYR 2. Ever hungry, they feed upon your residence.
Come to the feast.
VMPYR 3. Ever hungry, they feed upon your residence.
Aren't you tired?
VMPYR 4. Ever hungry, they feed upon your residence.
Why turn a deaf ear to your friends?
Vampire dies. White 1. More powerful undead. They do not lose track of you when you are in the base. White dies. YTI-1, inhabits snowy regions.
It's supposed to say Yeti. I don't think it can say it right for some reason. Yeah, it sounds pissed off.
Yeti dies. Zombie 1, basic undead. Zombie hit. Tree. Boar.
That's the same sound that's used in Perilous Hearts. Which, by the way, if we ever get a game like that, I would pay quite a lot of money, because I love that game.
Game falls. Goose. Turkey. Fire.
So I'm just going through these sounds just so that you have an idea of what to expect.
Item. Item breaks. Miscellaneous. You picked up an item for which there is no specific sound. Stick. Stone. Tree. Vine. Jump. Notify. Player female damage. Player male damage. Deep forest. Deep water. Fly. Forest. Grass. Gravel. Hard stone. Shallow water. Snow. Stone. Stream. Wood. Arrow flies. Arrow hit. Axe hit. Axe swing. Bow draw.
That's supposed to say bow. I don't know why it says bow. These Mac voices have very strange glitches in pronunciation.
Bow fire. Sling high range. Sling hit. Sling low range. Sling swing. Spear hit. Spear swing. Bad cast. Your cast missed the water and landed at break snare. New game.
And those are the sounds that you will expect, or that you will hear. So let's actually begin here. Let's see.
Choose your sex. Male. Female. Male.
You can choose your gender. It doesn't really do anything. The only difference it makes is the sound that you hear when you get hit. Let's do...
Female. Male.
Let's do male.
Enter your name or press enter for random. Dialogue. Enter your name or press enter for random. Edit. Blank.
Let's type in Chris.
Capital C-H-R-I-S.
And when I hit enter, we will be taken into the game. And I'm going to pause because time will start running. And I don't want to waste time if I can help it.
New game started.
So here we are in the game.
Paused. Press backspace to resume.
You can hit backspace to pause and resume. So if you need to take a break, or you need to... I mean, it just depends on what you need to do. If you need to take a break, or go to the bathroom, or... I don't know, go answer the phone, or talk to someone that was interrupting you while you're playing this amazing game, you can hit backspace to pause. This is a 2D platformer type of game, so left and right arrows will cause you to walk. If you hold them, you will continuously walk in the chosen direction. Pressing the up arrow. Sorry, I hate my stutter. pressing the up arrow will make you jump. And while you're in the air, you can hold right or left to move in that direction. That can be useful if you want to jump over things. holding the left or right shift key or Z or slash will cause you to continuously gather things from the current place where your character is. So if you're by some stones, you will gather stones. If you're by a tree, you'll gather sticks and vines and things like that. The control key will use your weapon. So I tend to use the left control key. I'm not sure if right control works or not. The number keys by themselves will not do anything until you assign them, which I'll talk about. Pressing the letter I brings up your inventory or the base's inventory if you're inside of your base. Pressing the letter X will tell you your coordinates on the map. Pressing B gives you information about your base. Pressing S gives you information about your altar in the base, if you've built that. That lets you sacrifice things to the gods and gain favor, which I'll talk about in just a bit here. P gives you information about your character. Q will let you see any quests that you may have, but you have to be inside your base. And Tab lets you go on an adventure if you're in an area where you can do that. And again, I will talk about that in a bit here. So that should give you most of the keystrokes that you need. And I'm trying to think if there's any more. Did I talk about pressing the letter E will get you to your equipment menu, so you can put on different pieces of equipment. Oh, and pressing C inside your base will bring up the crafting menu, which you will be using extensively to make things. So let's go ahead and get started. So for this first day, your primary goal should be getting some basic tools made and maybe making your base a bit stronger. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to unpause the game and walk to the right, which will take me out of my base. There will be a tree and some rocks, so I'm going to gather some stuff and then begin crafting. Oh, and pressing T will tell you the time of day as well. So that's important. So basically, the game starts at 6 a.m. You have until 6 p.m. to do things during the daytime. And I believe at 6 p.m. and beyond, it will be nighttime, and you'll have to defend yourself and your base. So it's best to stay inside your base because there will be things that will be coming and trying to kill you, and you'll need to defend yourself. So let's get started, and I should mention too, just as a last thing here, the game will save itself at the beginning of each day. So exactly at 6 a.m., which means if you need to quit the game, you should wait until the start of the next game to quit, because if you don't, you will lose your progress since the game was last saved. And it should go without saying this game will take up a lot of your time, as you will see. I know I've already taken up too much time trying to explain, but this is important. So let's get started here.
Resume.
So I'm going to walk to my right. Go here, the tree.
West.
I'm going to put it right in the center, and I'm going to hold down shift.
Found a vine.
There's a vine.
Found a stick. Found a stick.
The way it says that is funny.
This tree is empty.
Okay, tree is empty. I can't do anything else. Let's walk past it. Here's some rocks. And this is where the field ends. Now, with at the start of each day, there is a chance that the map will expand and you'll have some more territory to explore, but right now it's pretty barren. So let's gather some stones.
Found a stone.
So I'm going to hold down shift.
Found nothing.
And
found
your character can hold up to
found
nine.
Found a stone.
Nine.
Found a stone.
Let's see.
Found nothing.
What's the best way to explain this?
Found a stone.
Your character can carry up to
found
nine of a certain type of item by default. If you
found
craft equipment,
you can't carry any more stones.
You can increase that to up to 18 if you have a backpack.
West.
So now I have some stones and some vines and things like that. The tree has respawned. Let's actually get some more sticks here. I'm gonna hold down shift.
This tree is empty.
Oh, no. Actually, it hasn't respawned because I didn't chop it down. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. I've played this game way too much. All right, so now I'm back in my base.
East.
Let's check the time.
11 o'clock and A1.
All right, Sunny. So I still have plenty of time.
Paused. Press backspace to resume.
All right, so I'm going to craft some things now. To get into the craft menu, like I said before, you press C, and you can choose the thing that you want to craft. Your first goal should be making some tools.
Resume. Crafting tools.
So I'm going to make...
Tools. Snare. What? Stone knife. Two cell crafting.
Let's make a stone knife.
Crafted a stone knife. Crafting tools. Weapons.
Let's make...
Tools. Snare. Stone axe. Crafting.
Let's make a stone axe.
Crafted a stone axe.
Now, it will tell you what you need to craft something. So if I come in here...
Craft tools. Weapons. Weapon. Sling. Spear. One stick. One vine. One stone. Requires knife. Missing. One vine.
I'm missing a vine, which is a little problematic because... Uh-oh. Well, let's,
Equipment menu, stone axe.
Let's make this stone axe equipable. So I'm gonna press E, then I'll hit 1.
Stone axe set to slot 1.
Set that to slot 1.
Stone axe, stone axe clove, stone axe equipped.
Let's go back over to this tree.
West.
I don't think it'll have anything for me. I'll check again.
Found a stick.
Oh, it does, good, so...
Found a stick.
Need some more...
This tree is empty.
Materials. Now, let's chop down this tree. So, I'm going to hold down left control until the tree is cut down.
Tree fell. Got one stick, two vines, and one log.
So, east. I got some sticks, some vines, and a log. Okay, so that's good. Let's gather some more stones.
Found a stone. Found a stone. 1 o'clock p.m. day 1. Sunny.
Now, I should mention, while this is happening, you can walk around and engage in combat while holding down the gather key. And this is very useful if you're traveling somewhere or if you're in combat.
West.
Because you can gather things and fight at the same time. So let's go back over here. I need to build...
Craft tools. Material cloak buildings. Barricade. Weapon. Weapon. Sling. Spear. One stick. One vine. One stone. Requires knife. Crafting.
So let's build a spear.
Crafted a spear.
And I'm going to hit the letter E.
Equipment. Stone axe. Spear.
Assign the spear to number 2. So you move to the item that you want to assign.
Spear set to slot 2.
And hit number 2.
Closed.
Now I can toggle between those if I hit 1.
Stone axe unequipped. Stone axe equipped.
It toggles it between equipped and not.
Spear equipped.
And I'll hit 2. There's my spear.
No item bound to slot 3.
And of course I don't have anything else.
2 o'clock p.m. day 1. East.
Alright, so it's still 2 o'clock. Let's get a little more done before this day is over. I can't really do much right now. Let's get some more stones.
Stone. You can't carry any west.
Let's craft.
Crafting mint tools, weapons, tools, tool, snare, one stick, two vines. Missing, two vines.
Okay, I can't craft any more. I can't make a snare. That would be useful for capturing game, but we'll wait on that. So, let's see. Can I build a fire pit? Let's go over to...
West, X0, Y0, terrain, wood, craft tools.
Let's see.
Material, clothing, buildings. Building, fire, fire pit, 9 stones. Crafting.
Let's make a fire pit.
Fire pit built here. East.
Which will be useful for building a fire.
3 o'clock p.m. day 1.
Sunny. I still have enough time to get some more stones. Let's do that real quick. So, generally, you want to be back at your base by about 5 or 6 p.m. Because if you're not, it is very dangerous. Oh!
Found a stone.
And of course, I forgot. Pressing H will tell you your health. By default, you start with 10.
Found a stone.
There are a few more keystrokes that I want to talk about, but I'll do that here in just a second.
Found a stone.
So I'm gathering stones.
You can't carry any more stones, West.
Let's go back over here.
East.
All right, so I'm right by the entrance of my base. Let's build the barricade up just a little bit because it starts at 40. So if I press B.
Base info. Barricade health 40 of 500.
Yeah, it's pretty low. If I down arrow...
Residence 0. Storage built. Total items 0. Food and storage 0. Meat 0. Smoked fish 0. Baskets of fruits and nuts. Total 0. Daily no fi- food and storage 0. Meat 0. Smoked fish 0. Baskets of fruits and nuts. Total 0. Daily use 0. No fires in base. Altar not built. Herb garden not built. Pasture not built. Stable not built. Barricade health 40 if closed.
So let's make this stronger.
Base rep store food and store clothes.
Alright, I'm gonna hit C.
Crafting menu. To make clothes build a barricade. Barricade. Reinforce with log. Reinforce with sticks. 3-6 plus 10 health.
Now, if you press tab in a crafting menu.
Crafting.
It will use
reinforce barricade 1 times with sticks. Health now 50.
Right, that does that. Craft
barricade. Reinforce with log. 1. Reinforce with stones. 5 stones. Crafting.
If you press tab.
Reinforce barricade 1 times with stones. Health now 70.
You think this will have to do? Well, let's see.
Craft barricade. Reinforce with log. 1 log. Plus reinforce with log. 1 crafting.
Yeah, let's do this. I need as much health as I can get.
Reinforce barricade 1 times with log. Health now 100.
All right, so when you reinforce...
Paused. Press backspace to resume.
When you press tab in a crafting menu, it will use... it will craft as much of a particular item as it can, given how many things your character is holding. So, like, say if you had 2 logs, it would use both of those logs to reinforce your base. So just keep that in mind, because that is quite helpful, too. The other thing that I want to show you, if you press the letter I...
Resume. The sun is setting.
Okay, the sun is setting.
Inventory menu. Base storage. Personal inventory.
Because I'm in my base, I can choose between my personal inventory, which is, of course, me.
Base storage.
And the base storage, which can hold things as well. So if I go...
Personal inventory. Inventory menu. Vines. 1. Sticks, 0. Reeds, 0. Stones, 4. Logs, 0. Clay, 0. Small game, 0. Boar carcasses, 0.
If you want to sort by something, so if I press, like, T.
No matches for T.
Right. It will sort by that letter. And if you continue to type, it will try to match to the search term that you type. So, like, if I type in... ST.
Sticks, 0. Sticks, 0. Stones, sticks, 0.
It is sorting by sticks and stones. If you hit backspace...
Sticks, 0.
It has gotten rid of the T and is just sorting by S's.
Sticks, 0. Closed.
I'm going to hit escape.
Spear unequipped. Spear equipped.
All right, so now it's nighttime, and let's talk about how this works. So there are zombies...
7 o'clock p.m. day 1.
That
dark,
are...
windy, moon, and stars. 7 o'clock p.m. day 1. Dark, windy, moon, and stars.
Yeah, there are zombies outside that will try to come to my base. I'm just going to sit here and wait. And if they get too close, I will use my spear to take them out. There's a few more keys that you might want to know about.
The sun is setting.
Backspace tells you the most recent notification.
7 o'clock p.m. day 1. Dark, windy, moon and stars 9 of 10.
Comma and period go through your speech history.
Spear equipped. 8 of 10. Spear unequipped. 7 of 10. Spear equipped. The sun is setting. 10 of 10.
Now, you can't hold down shift and hit comma to go to the top and period to go to the bottom. That would be useful.
Oldest notification. The sun is setting. Newest notification. The sun is setting.
The left and right brackets will move through your notification messages.
Oldest notification. Newest notification. The sun is setting.
I don't think shift with those will go to the top or bottom, but that would be helpful. Unfortunately, you can't categorize that, which I'm hoping that's coming. So, like, it would be nice if you could say sort messages by, you know, different categories. Maybe into things that you found, things that your residents do. Oh, okay. Now, I'm holding down control, and I just took out that zombie. And now we're good.
9 o'clock p.m. day 1. Dark, windy, moon, and stars.
But yeah, it would be useful if you could sort messages by categories so that you could quickly view different pieces of information. So hopefully that's coming. But yeah, those are the keys to review prior messages that you may have missed. So yeah, at this point we're just waiting.
9 o'clock p.m. day 1. Dark, windy, moon, and stars.
I have to wait until 6 a.m., so it'll be another 5 or 6 minutes. Well, no, actually probably closer to 9 minutes. So I might as well just chatter here and try to explain things. So I pretty much covered the core stuff. If you want to put something in your base, if I press the letter I.
Inventory, base, personal inventory, vine, leaves, stones, 4.
If I hit tab.
Stones, 0, closed.
That puts them, all the stones into my base. If I hit enter, that would bring up a dialogue and ask me how much of that particular thing I wanted to put into the base. So depending on what your strategy is, you might want to do one or the other. The same logic applies in the base inventory, except it's backwards. Oh, there's a zombie. Let's take that out with the spear. So yeah, the same is true, except it's backwards. If you hit tab, it takes stuff out of the base, either as much as is in there or as much as your character can hold. Let's see, I think that covers the core mechanics. There's a few more things that I will talk about when we get to them.
11 o'clock p.m. day 1. But, dark, windy, moon, and stars.
I just want to show you how a complete day-night cycle works. And I'll do a little bit of day 2, and then we will switch gears and go to my save file, which has a bunch of upgrades and is much better. And I'm on day 26 with that save file. Or it's either 25 or 26. So, I've spent probably close to 10 or 12 hours playing this game. It is nuts. So, yeah, make sure you have plenty of time at your disposal where you will not be disturbed. Because if you get into this game like I do, you will be extremely addicted.
10 health of 10.
Okay, that's my health, which is at 10. The max health that you can get to is 21 with different pieces of equipment. But I will get there in just a bit here.
1 o'clock and day 2. Dark, moon, and stars.
All right, so it's 1 o'clock. We are getting closer. Okay, that's a white. These are very strong. Okay. That took a bit to take out. Let me check my base.
Base info. Barricade health 47 of 500. Closed.
Yeah. Aren't you glad I built my barricade up, because that was necessary. So yeah, your barricade is vital to protecting you. Typically, you don't want to go out during the nighttime because you can die in 2 hits. Yeah, it is not fun. Oh, now it's going to rain? Oh boy. Okay. Oh, the other thing that you can do is press the letter A.
Action menu. Place snare. Place snare. Place snare.
The only thing I have right now is place snare.
Closed.
But there would be more depending on what you have. If you have a fire in your base, you could fuel it with sticks, vines, and logs. It just depends on your current context. And just like with the inventory, if you're doing things like that, tab will use everything you have, and enter will prompt you for the quantity. So the controls in this game, they're not that difficult, but you have to master them. But once you do, it's not too bad.
No item bound to slot 0.
Let me show you something else. If I go into inventory.
Inventory base personal inventory.
Into personal.
Fine. Reads stones 0.
Let's set this to slot 0.
Stones count set to slot 0. Closed.
Now if I go back into the main game and hit 0 on my number row.
0 stones.
It tells me how many stones I have. This is extremely useful to have, so that you can keep track of your important resources. So
4 o'clock and day 2. It is dark, raining.
It is almost daytime for day 2, and let me just explain what's going to happen. Day 2, the map will probably expand and we will get an invasion of some sort. This will probably be bandits, and I'm going to have to use my spear to hold them off. Or I guess I could stay inside the base. But whenever you have an invasion, things will head towards your base and try to attack it. So the goal is to defend yourself.
The sky begins to brighten.
And your base. When the invasion is over, there's a chance that a resident will come to your base and stay there. Now with that, you can put things in your base, like if you have some food, you can put that in the base inventory, and that will keep your residents fed. And if they have food, they will do tasks. But this, of course, means that you have to have things inside of your base, such as having a spear to let them help you defend the base at night, having tools so that they can do things like cut down trees and things like that. And I will talk about this more when we load my save file. But just be...
6 o'clock on day 2.
Be...
Daylight storming.
Aware of that.
6 o'clock on day 2. Daylight storming.
Alright, so this is time for daylight. The tree has come back. Let's get some more stuff from the tree.
Found nothing. Found divine. Found nothing. Found his dig.
So let's get some more stuff here.
Found his dig. Found his dig. This tree is empty. Spear and stone axe equipped.
Let's chop down the tree. Get some more stuff here.
Tree fell. Got 2 sticks, 1 vines, and 1 log.
Let's get some more stones.
Found a stone. Found a stone.
Now, nothing is happening yet, but we should get an invasion, and the map should expand.
Found a stone.
So, the longer you play, the more...
Found a stone.
The more things you'll have to do.
Found nothing.
And the wider your...
Found a stone.
Territory will get.
Found a stone.
So I'm just gonna
found a
get
stone.
Some stones here.
You can't carry any more stones.
Alright, I can't carry any more stones. Blast. Let's place a snare. I'm gonna go over here.
Action menu, place snare. No snares to place.
Oh, I don't have any. Let's actually make some.
Craft tools. Tool snare, 1 stick, 2 vines. Crafting. The area has expanded. Crafted a snare.
Now,
newest message, bandits are invading from the new area. Crafted just that newest mess. The aircraft of the area has expanded. Crafted just bandits are invading from the new area. Spear equipped. East.
Alright, let's just stay here. And here they come. Oh, here's a male bandit and his girlfriend. Got you. And... got your girlfriend and her sister.
10 health of 10. Base info. Barricade health 36 of 500. Closed.
My barricade is not doing too well. Oh boy, here come more. Oh boy.
The bandit invasion has ended.
Now, when the...
A survivor joins your base.
Alright, so now I have a survivor. And now that the bandit invasion is over, the bandits will go back to their territory. Or they should, except for that one. Who is... standing outside yelling and screaming like a maniac.
Nine health of 10.
Now,
act place snare. Snare set.
Let's set my snare. See if I can get some more rocks here.
You can't carry any more stones.
If I walk past these stones, the map has expanded.
You can't carry any more stones. Seven health of 10. 3 health of 10. 3 health of 10.
Now here's a goose. Oh.
West.
It flew away and I'm very hurt. There's a stream here.
West.
Okay. Actually, this is not good. I need to go back to the base. Because I don't want to face her right now. I'm pretty hurt. Now, you want to jump to avoid your snares, because if you step on them, they'll break.
Forward health. East.
Now that I'm back in my base, I'm healing.
Crafting menu. Tools. Mix clothes. Building. Barricade. Reinforce. Reinforce with sticks. Reinforce with log. One log. Reinforce with stones. Five stones. Crafting.
Let's reinforce my base a little bit here.
Reinforce barricade one times with stones. 10 o'clock and day two. Crafting tool. Material clothing.
Now can I build...
Tools. Weapons.
Let's see.
Tools. Cloak building. Build herb guard upgrades. Herb garden. 9 stones. 3 vines. 2 logs. Base only. Fire. 2 sticks. Altar. 9 stones. 3 sticks. Base missing. 9 stones.
I need stones.
11 o'clock and day 2.
You want to build... You want to build a garden because that will make you heal faster.
4 health of 10.
See, so... As I stand here, I continue to heal... But I'm not doing great. Let's go back out here and check.
Action check snare. Snare is set and empty.
Yeah, the snare is empty.
West. East. West. 11 o'clock and day 2. Sunny.
So not doing too great here.
In base personal inventory logs. 1.
I have 1 log.
Closed. Base info. Barricade health 53 of 500. Closed.
I have 1 log, but I'm not doing that great right now. Now, the thing to know, too, when you're walking around in different territories, things may spawn randomly, which...
12 o'clock p.m. day 2.
You probably... you'll just have to get used to it. It'll scare you. It scares the crap out of me, too.
4 health of 10.
Yeah, I'm not healing very fast. Can I make a fire?
East.
Right, so that's the pit at 0.
West. East.
The west. Sound is different.
Craft tool. Mix cloak building. Herb. Fire. Crafting. Fire build at fire pit.
Now, if I press the letter A...
Action. Feed fire with place snare. Check fire. Giant blaze. Approximately 12 hours remaining.
You have 12 hours by default. If you want to feed it with more fuel...
Action, feed fire with stick.
I am hitting tab here.
Dump 2 sticks into the fire.
That was 2 sticks.
Action, feed, check fire, place snare, feed fire, 5 health, play, feed fire with vine. Dump 1 vine into the fire. Action, check place snare, check fire, giant blaze. Approximately 23 hours remaining.
So now the fire is bigger.
5 health of 10.
Alright, I'm healing very slowly.
East.
Let me go back out here. Trees back.
Spear unequipped. Stone axe equipped. West.
Get some more resources here.
Found a stick. Found a vine. Found a stick. This tree is empty.
Cut it down. I'll try to get much, try to get as much stuff done tonight, or today, as I possibly can. Fell.
Got 2 sticks, 2 vines, and 1 log. Craft tool, make clothing, building, build upgrade store, altar, 9 upgrade storage, 6 logs, 9 stones, 8 vines, base only, 50 each.
This will upgrade your storage. Your storage can be upgraded to hold up to 100 quantities of each type of resource.
Altar, 9 stones, 3 sticks, base only. Herb garden, 9 stones, missing. 9 stones, 2 logs. East.
Oh, crap.
Inbox reads, 1, logs, 1, closed.
Okay, actually, I can't do that. Okay, that bandit is still...
Found nothing.
...over there, but she shouldn't hurt me.
Found a stone.
Unless I get too close to her.
Found a stone. Found a stone.
Let's get some more stones here.
Found a stone.
Now, I don't have...
Found nothing.
I don't have...
Found a stone.
...a sling, which would be very useful. That is
found
a...
Found nothing.
...ranged weapon.
You can't carry any more stones. West.
Jump over the snare. See, what can we do here?
Rack tool, material, clothes, buildings, build upgrades to altar, 9 stones, 3 sticks, base only.
Can build an...
Crafting.
Let's build an... altar.
Alterville. 3 o'clock p.m. Day 2, 6 health. East.
Okay, the day is getting a bit late, so I can only do a few more things here. Let's get some more stones.
Found a stone. Found a stone.
There's two bandits. Looks like,
Found a stone.
Looks like Loverboy and his girlfriend.
Found a stone.
Though, they don't sound very happy to me.
Found a stone.
Unless,
Found a stone.
They don't sound very happy
found
to
a
me.
Stone. You can't carry any more stones.
So I'm pretty sure they're not having sex.
West.
I mean, what? You heard nothing. I said nothing. Let's see here.
Rock to club building. Build upgrade store. Herb garden. Upgrade store. Herb garden. Missing. Two logs.
Okay, I can't build a garden.
Rock to club building. Barricade. Reinforced with stones. Crafting.
Let's reinforce the barricade a little bit.
Reinforce barricade 1 times with stones. Health now 73. 4 o'clock, 6 health of 10.
Alright, so I think you get the idea. I'm going to...
Act check snare. Snare is set and empty.
Snare is empty. I was hoping it would be full.
West.
Because the way you get things from the snare is you stay close to them and hold down shift to gather them, and you'll gather the game that you caught. And of course, if you hear this boing boing sound, it means you're close to the snare, and try not to walk on it, because if you do,
you stepped on your snare and broke it.
That's what happens if you break them. So I think that's gonna do it for this part of my demo. You should have a decent idea of how this works. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to load.
Really exit? Dialogue. Really exit? No button. Yes button.
Yeah, if you hit escape, it prompts you, because if you quit, you will lose your progress if you haven't made it to the next day.
New game.
So, I think you get the basics of how this works. Now let's...
Exit.
Let's change gears.
Finder, desktop, Mac, documents, window, hrolf.dat, document, copy, hrolf.dat.
I'm going to move my save file from my documents folder, I'm going to copy it to the game.
List view, table, DRAUG, show package content, list view, contents folder, list view, framework, Mac OS, resources folder, Mac OS folder.
Let's go into resources.
Resources, list view, table.
I'll paste this in here.
Paste item, file, sounds, Chris, hrolf, Chris.dat, document.
So your save files are in .dat, which is great because this is NVGT, so your save files are cross-platform.
Macintosh.
Which is pretty cool.
Application DRAUG open.
Let's open this up.
Dragner, new game, load game. Chris, mail, day 2. Rolf, mail, day 26.
Yep, so here we are on day 26 with this save file. So you will notice lots of things are different. My character is quicker, because I have a bunch of equipment on that boosts my speed. I have a bow and a sling. Those are extremely useful. And...
Game loaded.
Yeah, so let's see here. What can we do here? Well, there's a few things that we can do here.
Found is big.
We can gather resources.
This tree is empty. Stone axe of destruction equipped.
I'll use my stone axe here, which has been... improved with runes.
Tree fell. Got 2 sticks, 2 vines, and 1 log. West.
Your runes make things better.
Burning east.
Oops. And don't step in the fire, because if you do, you will burn.
21 health. 21 health of 21. Wolf. 10 health of 10. Loyalty 8 of 10.
Ah, yes. And you also have pets, which I didn't talk about.
Act feed place. Check fire. Giant blaze. Approximately 272 hours remaining.
This fire has a lot of fuel, so we're good. Let's see here. Can I make...
Inventory meant base personal inventory. Base personal inventory. Vines, 2.
Wait.
Closed. Craft tools, materials, incense, bowstring, arrows, 2 sticks, 4. Resident caught a fish and added it to storage.
And you can see I have residents.
Some arrows, 2 sticks, 4 feathers, 2 stones. Missing. 4 feathers, 2 stones.
Okay, I'm missing some feathers. Let's...
I should place snare. Snare set.
make some snares. Action I have a few menu. Of these.
Place snare. Snare set. At place snare set. Action check snare. Closed. At place snare set. West. Stone axe of destruction unequipped. Stone axe of destruction equipped.
Let's see if we can get some more stuff here.
Found nothing. Found divine. Found nothing. Found its dick. Found its dick. This tree is empty.
Cut down the tree.
The tree fell. Got one stick, two vines, and one log. East.
Here's some stones.
Found a stone.
Let's get some more stones.
Found a stone. Found a stone.
All right, so a few things
found
here.
Found a stone.
That I want to talk
found
about.
Found a stone.
Once I'm done gathering.
Found a stone.
Let's first demonstrate how found to use ranged weapons.
Found a stone.
So I'm going to start with the
found a stone.
Sling.
Found a stone.
Which you craft once found you get stone. Skin, and you get skin by
groundhog cotton snare at X17
butchering
zero.
Things.
West.
Oh, okay.
West X19 Y0 terrain grass. Collected groundhog and snare.
Okay, there's a groundhog.
At place snare. Snare set.
Let's set the snare again. Let's do a little bit of exploring here. Here's some.
Found nothing.
Looted areas.
Found divine.
There's some bandits. To my right. Let's use the sling.
Sling of destruction equipped east.
You hold the control key until it beeps. The lower beep is what you want to let go on, I think.
Stone miss.
Right. Don't hit high, hit low. This is a goose.
Picked up goose.
Let's
found divine.
Gather some vines here.
Found nothing. Found nothing. Found a stick.
Now found you hear stick. There's some water.
West found nothing.
There's some east. Water right here. If I stand at the edge of the water,
found a reed.
You'll find reeds.
Found a reed.
And clay.
Found a reed.
Which are useful for crafting things.
Found nothing. Found a reed.
Now.
Found nothing.
If I
found a reed.
Hit tab here.
Found a reed.
In found the forest, I can start the bandit adventure, but this one is a little more dangerous.
Found nothing. West. Bandit's hideout. Closed. East.
We don't want to do that right now. Get that bandit. There's a boar. And a yeti.
Groundhog cotton snare at X11Y0 west.
Let's go back over here and get
10 o'clock and day 26. Daylight storming. Collected snare. Collected snare. Collected groundhog and snare. Act check snare, place snare set east. Act play place snare set. Act place snare set.
Alright, we'll put these back out.
Found its own. Found divine.
Let's get some more resources.
Found nothing.
And this demonstrates how you can walk around and gather stuff.
Found nothing.
Here's some snow.
Found nothing.
Found some nothing. Water.
Found its own.
Now a cool thing.
Found a stone. Found a stone. Found a reed.
Alright.
Bandit's hideout closed.
This is not what I want.
20 health of 21, wolf. 10 health of 10, loyalty 10 of 10.
Now, let's show you how the pets work.
11 o'clock on day 26.
So if I hit the space bar. Your pet can do quite a few things.
Found a stone. Rabbit caught in snare at X7. Found a stone.
Oh, I got a rabbit.
Found
Let's get
a
some
stone.
Stones.
Your pet is on fire. A wolf returns to you.
So your pet can kill things.
Found
it
a
can
stone.
Gather items
found a stone.
If they've dropped.
Found a stone.
But it has health and loyalty.
Found a stone, 20 health of 21, wolf, 9 health of 10, loyalty 9 of 10.
If its health is set to 0, it will be knocked out.
West.
And...
Found a stone. Found nothing. Stone missed. Bandit's hideout closed east.
I do not want to do the hideout right now. I'm not quite prepared for that.
Found a stone. Found a lead.
I want to show you the unicorn game.
Unicorn hunt, mountain boss.
Alright.
Closed. Oh. Fulls Radiant fills residence with purpose.
That is using favor, makes the residents do their jobs much better. Let's get this turkey.
Groundhog caught in snare at X7x0. Picked up turkey, west.
Alright, let's get that turkey.
20 health, unicorn, adventure, dialogue. Document, read only edit, multi-line.
Alright, so let's look at how this works.
...... blank. You enter a narrow mountain pass. A massive unicorn blocks your path.
So there's a box that pops up. You can read it with all the standard commands. If I hit control left and right arrow keys. Well, actually, that doesn't work.
O, capital Y.
Oh, I think it's option.
O, U, space, E-N-T-E-R.
Wait a minute.
Starting command.
Oh, no, it's command.
Escape, stopping keyboard help.
Yeah, that's right. It's command on Mac.
Space A.
Because that's how you... Well, that's kind of weird. Because usually the way to move by words on Mac is using option with the arrow keys. But this is basically a box that gives you instructions.
Blank. You enter a narrow mountain pass. A massive unicorn blocks your path. The beast charges back and forth relentlessly. Blank. A wooden bridge spans a deep chasm ahead. The bridge has two supports. That can be destroyed with an axe. Blank. Strategy. Use your axe to destroy a bridge support. Lower the unicorn onto the bridge. Or fight the unicorn directly. It has massive health.
I'm not going to do that. That's dangerous.
Jump up arrow to avoid being trampled. When the bridge collapses with the unicorn on it, you win. Blank. Controls. Left right to move. Up to jump. Control to attack. ESC to flee. Controls. Close button Alt plus C.
Okay. If I hit close, this... adventure will start, and I'm not going to talk during this because it is quite difficult, but basically I'm going to go to the edge of the bridge, but not standing on it, because if I do and I chop it down, I will die. And basically I need to use my stone axe to chop at the bridge support until it breaks. And you win when the unicorn tries to cross the bridge. But the unicorn will be traveling back and forth. And it moves extremely quickly, so I will have to not get hit.
Stone axe of destruction equipped.
So let's go over here. And that's how fast you have to be. It is... Yeah. Okay. Wait for it to make its next pass.
West, east.
All right, so I'm just going to chop at this bridge. Yeah, you really have to be quick because this thing moves fast. Okay. I think it's almost done. Come on. All right, now it will try to cross and it will fall. So I just got to wait. Alright. And it just
unicorn
fell.
Unicorn victory dialogue. Blank. ...... victory rewards ...... The gods are pleased with your victory. 0.7 favor awarded. Heal scrolls. +1. Blank. You have already mastered the rune of swiftness. Blank. A horse joins your stable. You have a ascendant connection with the unicorn. You have a ascendant connection with the unicorn.
Wait, what?
Blank. Dot. N. R. O. C. A horse. You have a capital Y. ascendant.
And you have an ascendant connection. Space. Yeah, so I haven't done this yet, but if you kill the unicorn, I think it's 9 times, you can channel its power, I guess, and you can, like, charge across the field.
Close button Alt plus C.
But I haven't done that yet, but let's...
Friar's favor shines upon you. You feel restored. Plus 1 health. Resident retrieve groundhog from snare at X7Y0 and reset it.
Oh, that's cool. My residents are actually doing something useful.
East.
But yeah, it would be useful to sort by those messages so that I can easily keep track of what happens to my residents. So yeah, there's an idea for the future.
This tree is empty. The residents' purpose faced. 2 o'clock p.m. day 26.
Now, you're hearing things about purpose. That's the gods. They, if you have favor, which you get from an altar, you can
west.
You can do things. They'll make you faster.
Found
they can
pit.
Heal you. They can make your
found
residence faster.
Found his pit.
They can
squirrel caught in snare at X13Y0. Squirrel caught in snare at X13Y0.
They can repair your
tree is empty.
Base.
Stone axe of destruction unequipped. Stone axe of destruction equipped.
Let's chop down this tree here.
Tree fell. Got 2 sticks, 1 vine, and 1 log. 3 o'clock p.m. day 26.
All right,
daylight,
now it's
windy.
It's almost time.
Thing of destruction equipped.
Get some stones.
Found a stone. 48 arrows. 7 found a stone. 8 stones.
Okay, I've got a decent
found
quantity
a stone.
Of
found a stone.
Arrows. I think I'm gonna need more though.
Found west. Found a stone. Found a stone east.
Ow.
19 health of 20 west.
Now, this may happen.
West.
Sometimes if you hit 2 arrow keys.
Stone west. Resident retrieved squirrel from east. West. The rabbit escaped from your snare at X17Y0. Rabbit caught in snare at X9Y0.
Yeah. Things can escape from your snares if you don't catch them right away. That's some water, and I had to use a canoe to travel through that. Yeti.
Found a stone. 48 forest found a stone.
Get some more stone.
Found nothing.
Oh, snow.
Found nothing. Found a stick.
It's a goose. Get you and your girlfriend. And her sister. Let's get some more stones.
Found at 5 o'clock p.m. day 26. Right. Found a stone.
Almost time to head back.
Found a stone. Found a stone. 48, 4 stones.
Well, we are not doing as well as
found
I would have liked.
Stone axe of destruction equipped.
Let's get a... Let's get some more stuff here.
Tree fell. Got 2 sticks, 2 vines, and 1 lap check snare. Snare is set and empty.
Let's get these snares.
Collected snare.
Because usually...
Collected rabbit and snare.
There's a rabbit. Let's get these snares.
Collected snare.
Because...
20 health.
Alright. Let's show you how to... do stuff here. So, I'm gonna hit I.
Inventory base storage. Personal inventory. Closed.
Wait a minute. Let's go to crafting.
Craft tool materials.
Go to materials.
Material. Incense. Butcher game. Requires game. Knife. Fire near the sun is setting. In butcher game. Requires game. Knife. Fire nearby. Crafting.
Alright. I'm gonna hit tab, and we're gonna butcher the game that...
21 health.
I just got. So it's gonna take a little while. I should probably go defend the base here in a second.
Butchered 7 game. Got 8 meat, 6 skins, feathers, and down, and 2 sinew.
Right, so that's all useful stuff.
21 health of 21. Wolf.
Let's see.
West.
Here.
Craft tool material, insect bow strength arrows, crafting.
Let's make some more arrows. Now for those, you need quivers. I have eight.
24 arrows.
Okay, I have 18 quivers.
West, east, 72 arrows.
And each quiver can hold 12 arrows. So that's 12 times 18 is what? 12 times 10 is 120. That's like 216 arrows, if my math is right.
Inventory menu, base store.
Now, because I have some stuff here.
Personal inventory, meat, 8.
Let's put this meat in 0. The base so that my residents can use it.
Moccasins, 0, closed. Equipment, rune spear of destruction. Rune skin hat of quickness.
Let me look at my equipment real quick.
Rune moccasins of quickness. Equipped, closed.
Okay, so I'm still good. I should mention that from time to time, something you have might break, or something the
residents purpose fades.
Yeah, something the residents have may break. So if it does, you'll have to craft something new and replace it. So just be
8 o'clock p.m. day 26.
Aware of that.
Stars.
So I want to save my progress.
72 arrows, 1 stone. Inventory base storage, base sticks, stones, 79.
Okay, so the base has some stones.
Vine, arrows, arrows, 0.
They don't have any arrows.
Vines, 7, ropes, 5, reed baskets, rune spear of destruction, 3, rune sling of destruction, 3, rune bow of destruction, 3, reeds, closed.
So, let me actually show you how the residents can help you.
72, 1 stone, sling of destruction equipped.
So, if I get attacked by most things except for vampires, they will, they will help me. If a vampire gets too close to my base, it will try to lure out a resident, and I will lose that resident, which will then become an undead visitor, I think is what they're called, which can come back and try to attack you. Oh, here's a vampire.
72, 1 stop bow of destruction equipped.
All right. Now, to use the bow, you hold down the control key until the bow is completely drawn back to its maximum pull, and then you let go. Now, I'm going to use my wolf. Let's hit the space bar.
Your wolf retrieved an arrow.
I'm going to bring it back.
Your pet is on its way. A wolf returns to you.
So yeah, you heard the residents attacking the vampire with a stone, and I did as well. Now let's show you.
Inventory axes arrows 71.
Let's put one arrow.
How many? 1 arrows 70. Close.
There we go. Let's put an arrow into the base storage, so that you can hear what it sounds like when they use that.
70 arrows, 1 stone, sling of destruction equipped. 10 o'clock p.m. day 26, dark, moon and stars.
Alright, so now we just have to remain vigil.
Base info, barricade health 500 of 500.
Okay, my barricade is maxed out.
Residence 4, storage built. Total items 282. Food and storage 8 meat, 66 smoked fish, 12 baskets of fruits and nuts. Total 86. Daily use 12. Closed.
Oh, yep, see? You just heard that. Let's use my wolf.
Your wolf retrieved an arrow.
See if my wolf can kill this white. Good pet. Now, it might get knocked out.
Your wolf has been knocked out.
Yeah, so now if I press the letter H.
21 health of 21. Wolf, 0 health of 10. Loyalty 7 of 10.
Alright. If I hit the space bar now...
Your wolf has been knocked out. 4 hours remaining.
So now we have to wait for the wolf to come back.
11 o'clock p.m. day 26.
Alright, let's
dark,
show you...
moon and stars.
So, the way that you get pets... if you climb a tree... And I'll have to show you that in the morning. If you climb a tree, I believe you have a chance to find a hawk. Or, if you complete a quest and do well... you can, I believe, get a wolf or a cat. And speaking of quests, let's do that. Let's do one right now. So, every day, if you have enough favor, you have a chance to get a quest. So, if I hit Q,
quest menu, escape from hell, 1 of 1.
There are a few different quests, and I can't demonstrate them. Because they're random, but I can demonstrate this one, but not all of them.
Quest instructions dialog. Document ... escape from hell ...
And here we are with this same instructions interface.
Blank, you are fleeing from the realm of the dead. You have plundered the treasure, and the Drow are displeased. Blank, how to play. You run automatically, speed increases over time. Listen for open graves approaching, growing louder. Press space to jump over graves. Each successful jump earns 2 points. The run ends when you fall into a grave. Blank. Close this screen to begin. Close this close button Alt plus C.
So I'm going to hit tab, and there's the close button, and let's begin. So yeah, you basically have to jump at the correct time, and you'll hear a beep when that happens. So let's just play this and see how well I do. Jump. But your character will get faster. So, eventually you won't be able to keep up. There's that. See if we can do one or two more here. Let's see if we can do one more. Come on. Yeah, kick into one more.
Quest rewards dialogue. Done.
Nope.
Black quest complete rewards. The gods are ultimately pleased with your performance. Favor, plus 0.8. Logs, plus 4. Blank. Score, 16. Score, 16. Close button,
okay,
all plus
not,
C.
I did pretty good. So you get a random quest reward. Now if I hit Q,
no quests available.
I can't do anything until tomorrow.
1 o'clock and day 27. Dark, windy, moon and stars.
Alright. So let's wait this out.
71 arrows, 1 stone. Sling of destruction sling of destruction equipped.
I can hear something out there. I think.
Your wolf has been knocked out. 2 hours remaining.
My wolf should come back. Hopefully at some point. So yeah, you hit the space bar to send your pet out, and usually what happens, it will walk around with you, unless it sees something it can attack, and then it will go attack that. When it comes back, it will come back to you by itself, and it will continue to travel with you until it sees something else. And if you have your pet with you, its loyalty will go down. If you want to send your pet back to the base when it's with you, you hit the space bar. That will send it back, and it uses food just like your residents do, so it will regain health and loyalty over time. So they can be quite useful. And in fact, I think I might demonstrate this when I fight the bandits here in just a little bit.
2 o'clock and day 27. Dark, windy,
so,
and stars.
This demonstration is almost over. But hopefully I've been able to cover this.
Your knife is worn
decently.
Out, so you discard it.
What the?
Newest, your wolf has recovered from it. Knife is worn out, so you discard it. 10 of 10. Inventory base, personal inventory, knives, 1.
Okay, good. I have another one. Yeah, so my
closed.
Knife just broke, and my wolf.
Knives, clothes, personal base, or inventory, knife. Your wolf has recovered from its injuries. 4 of 10.
Yeah. So my.
3 o'clock, MD 21, health of 21, wolf, 10 health of 10, loyalty 10 of 10.
There we go, yep, so my wolf's health is back.
71 arrows.
Alright, so I should have enough stuff to take on the bandits, and I will explain how that works here in just a minute.
1 stone.
I have 1 stone, that's a little disappointing, but we'll get more. And, yeah, so I haven't shown you everything, but hopefully I've shown you enough to give you an idea of what this game is all about. And I, like I said before, I was not very impressed at first, and then I played this, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. So I'm glad I bought it. I think it is worth the money. And, yeah.
4 o'clock and day 27. Dark, right. Windy, moon, and stars.
So we are officially on to day 27, but the game hasn't saved yet. So we'll wait a couple more minutes, and it should save. And then I should be able to try the bandit adventure. Now, it's worth noting, you can only do one bandit adventure, one adventure
the sky begins to brighten.
Per day. So keep that in mind. Alright, so we're almost ready for the new day. And I guess I might as well explain the bandit adventure. So you're walking towards their base. Their base is on the right side of the map. Bandits will spawn and try to stop you. You have to take them out. And you have to attack their base with your spear or other weapons until it's destroyed. When you do that, you get a random quantity of loot. And then you're basically done. So let's see if I can show you this.
5 o'clock and day 27. Set bow of destruction equipped.
There's a vampire.
A new quest is available. Escape from hell. Resident butchered groundhog. Added 1 meat and 1 skins to storage. Resident butchered squirrel. Added 1 meat and 1 skins to storage.
Okay, that's useful. So you can see that the residents will do things.
Your wolf retrieved an arrow.
I'll show you. You can hear my wolf is walking with me. See? Let's see if it can get this. Oh no, it can't.
Alright. Returns to you.
Let's. I'm just gonna ignore this.
Bandit's hideout. Adventure. Blank. Equals. Blank. You find a hidden bandit base deep in the forest. The base lies far to the east, guarded by a barricade. Blank. Objective. Reach the base and destroy the barricade. Blank. Bandits will, of course, not take this lying down. Bandits will, of course, close button Alt plus C.
Alright.
Sling of destruction equipped. Found a stone.
Let's get some stones.
Found a stone. Found a stone. Found it. 71 arrows. Wow, destruction equipped.
I am not doing well.
14 health of 21, wolf, 10 health of 10, loyalty 9 of 10. 10 health of 21, wolf, 10 health of 10, loyalty 9.
Let's start this over. We'll just leave them behind for a moment here.
Found a stone.
Alright.
West.
Actually, let's.
east. 8 health of 21.
This is embarrassing.
Of 10. Stone axe of destruction equipped. Spear of destruction
well,
equipped.
Let's not use the stone axe.
West. Bow of destruction equipped. East.
Can I use the bow on this?
West. East. West. East.
Yeah, the bow is a very long range.
West. East. West. 47 arrows. East. Stone axe spear of destruction.
Yeah, let's use the spear.
West. Bow of destruction equipped.
So, the destruction rune you get from completing this quest.
Stone axe spear east.
And the rune of swiftness you get from completing the unicorn.
Bow of destruction equipped.
Get east. Away from me, spear you crazy equipped. Chick. Right, I think we're almost done here.
8 health of 21, wolf, 10 health of 10, loyalty 9 of 10.
Yes, we are, okay. Alright. See what we get here.
Blank ... victory rewards ... bandits defeated, 15. Favor awarded, 1. Blank storage rewards. Vines, plus 1. Reeds, plus 3. Stones, plus 2. Logs, plus 4. Clay, plus 4. Small game, plus 1. Meat. Plus 4. Skins, plus 3. Spears, plus 3. Slings, plus 1. Axes, plus 4. Snares, plus 2. Knives, plus 3. Fishing poles, plus 1. Skin hats, plus 1. Skin gloves, plus 4. Skin pants, plus 4. Moccasins, plus 4. Skin pouches, plus 2. Ropes, plus 3. Reed baskets, plus 4. Clay pots, plus 3. Feathers, plus 4. Down, plus 1. Incense, plus 1. Bows, plus 3. Arrows, plus 1. Bowstrings, plus 3. Boar carcasses, plus 1. Backpacks, plus 2. Canoes, plus 1. Fish, plus 4. Smoked fish, plus 3. Heal scrolls, plus 2.
Now, heal scrolls are useful. If you die, they will revive you and keep the game from ending.
Baskets of fruits and nuts, plus 2. Blank. No livestock were recovered. Blank, you have already mastered the rune of destruction. You have already mastered close button alt plus C.
So yeah, you get livestock from both quests. That's if you build the stables, and I believe they make your residence better.
West.
All right, let's
sling of destruction equipped. 7 o'clock, M day 27. Sunny.
All right, so this day
picked up turkey. West
is not even close to being over yet. But that's how that works. Let's actually do one more thing
found
here.
Nothing.
And then I will call this
found a stone.
Good, because like I said,
found a stone.
I could sit here and play this
found
game for a very long time.
Found a
but
stone.
This recording would get extremely long.
Found a stone.
So let's go back. And I want to
9 health.
Get a fishing pole.
In base storage. Personal inventory. Bait, feathers, fish, 12 fishing poles, 8. Withdraw how many? 1. Fishing poles, 7. Close east.
Alright, so let's get that. Now, the way to use a fishing pole.
Inventory men, feathers, fish, fishing poles, 1.
Let's set this to number 4.
Fishing pole count set to slot 4. Close sling of this bow of destruction equipped.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not how you do it.
No item bound to slot 5.
And I didn't do that, right? I set count, not the
equipment
thing.
Menu.
So let me hit.
Rune backpack, rune, fishing bow, fishing pole.
Let's set that to number 5.
Fishing pole set to slot 5, closed. Fishing pole equipped.
Alright, let's go and find some water. Now, I usually don't like to do this.
Found a vine.
I find it's much
found a vine.
Easier if the
found a stick.
Residents fish.
Found a stick.
Let's get some more resources while we're at it.
Found a stick. Sling of destruction equipped.
Alright. Get out of my way.
West.
Alright.
East.
Now I think The wider the stream is, the better.
West. East.
So, I'm gonna step on the water.
West.
Let's get this turkey.
Picked up turkey. East. Bow of destruction equipped. Fishing pole equipped.
Now, the way this is supposed to work, you fish, you hit the control key.
Your fishing pole broke.
Wait a minute. Well, I just broke it.
West.
Okay, maybe I shouldn't tell you how to fish.
Found a reed.
Because clearly,
found a reed.
I don't know how to do it. Let me try this one more time. I thought you hit the space bar.
Found a zone. Found nothing. 10 health. Inventory, personal inventory, base, bait, fat, fish, fishing poles, 7.
Let's get...
Withdraw how many? 2.
Let's fishing get 2
poles,
more.
5. Close. East. Fishing pole equipped.
But I'm probably gonna do really badly here.
Found its own. West.
Whoa!
Now with this east.
Get out of my way.
Fishing pole equipped.
Oh no, it's not. Okay, it's not the space bar.
Turns to you.
Okay.
West.
I think you have to do it at the
east.
Edge of the water. So I'm one step. Oh, away.
Your fishing pole broke.
Wait.
Bow, fishing pole equipped.
Nope. How does this work? Oh, I see. You hold it. Okay, you hold it, wait until the beep is in the water.
The fish is on the line.
Hold control, and I have to...
Caught a large salmon.
That's how you fish. So, let me try that again. Hold down the control key. Wait until the beep is over the water. Like that. Wait for a fish to get caught.
A fish is on the line.
Wait, and then I'm gonna wait for it to come back to me.
Caught a medium-sized catfish.
Yep, so that's how you fish.
11 o'clock on day 27. Daylight, windy.
Let's see if I can do it one more time. Hold down control. Wait for it to come back to the water. Good news is you can hold as long as you want. And I...
Heimdall's Radiant fills residence with purpose.
Oh, shit.
A fish is on the line. The fish got away.
All right, well...
Bow of destruction. Bow of destruction on the bow west.
Well, that bandit was distracting me.
Found a stone.
But,
Found a stone.
Anyway, that's really
found
about it. I mean, the rest of it,
found a stone.
You're
found a stone.
Crafting things.
Found a stone.
Found a stone. Well, I guess I can show you how the altar works. So if you press the letter S,
11 health
inside of your base.
Altar, favor 40. Vines, 18. Reeds, 12. Stones, 18. Logs, 8. Clay, 18. Small game, 2. Clay, 18.
Let's sacrifice this
Residence
clay.
Caught 2 fish and added them to storage. Clay, 0.
That should increase my favor.
Smoked fish, 0. Close. Altar, favor 40. Close.
So, if you sacrifice stuff, your favor will go up. You can also make clay pots.
12 health.
And then burn incense, which will increase your favor over time as well. But, yeah, I think that's going to do it for this demonstration. I think it's gone on long enough. Let's see what time it is.
6:44 p.m. February 20th, 2026.
Yeah, but we've been going for quite a while. So, I hope this has helped.
13 health.
I'm going to let this run and complete this day so that my game saves.
1 o'clock p.m. day 27.
But I'm not going to make I'm not going to make you listen to it. So...
Residents gather 2 baskets of fruits and nuts.
Ah, that's very nice. They made more food. Alright. So yeah, that is going to do it for this demo. I think this game is pretty cool, and it's going to get better with time.
14 health.
So, yeah, you guys take care. If you have any questions, comments, things like that, let me know. But until next time, bye.